service, you know, just the things you find interesting, you can make a habit of focusing on while you're on shift and really make that your kind of goal for the night or for your shift or however long you're working at the department.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
There might have been collusion between the Russians and some who worked for the Trump campaign. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump's lawyer says he doesn't know, but he again denies the president himself was involved. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
Rudy Giuliani defending the president to CNN's Chris Cuomo.
There is not a single bit of evidence the president of the United States committed the only crime you could commit here, conspired with the Russians to hack the DNC.
But Giuliani appeared to contradict himself in the interview when he claimed that he never said there was no collusion between President Trump's campaign and Russia leading up to the 2016 presidential election. Giuliani and the president have both consistently denied that the campaign colluded with Russia. Dave?
John, the day after an ISIS bombing killed two U.S. troops and two other Americans in Syria, Republican Senator Rand Paul stands by President Trump's plan to withdraw all American forces from Syria.
Most people say that Syria has no military solution. The same way most people, most generals, most conservatives, liberals, Republicans, Democrats say there's no more military solution in Afghanistan.
Senator Paul met with the president yesterday.
And I think his first concern was for those soldiers and for those families.
But Republican Senator Lindsey Graham wants the president to rethink the plan to withdraw from Syria. Now, the president has yet to reply to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's letter asking him not to come to Congress later this month to deliver the State of the Union if the government remains partially shut down. The president did meet with some House Democrats.
It's affecting jobs and safety and security, and so I think we got to open the government. But I really think there was an agreement that both sides should come to the table and really look for a way out.
Congressman Josh Gotthammer is part of a bipartisan group of lawmakers who call themselves the problem solvers. About 10,000 of the federal workers who were off the job during the shutdown filed for unemployment benefits last week, double the number from the prior week. However, overall, first-time jobless claims declined to 213,000, the lowest level since early December. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
A Republican congressman whose words were condemned by his GOP colleagues may not be formally punished in the House.
A censure resolution offered by Illinois Democrat Bobby Rush was read by the House clerk, outlining previous statements by Iowa Republican Steve King.
Be it resolved that 1. Representative Steve King of Iowa, by his despicable conduct, has dishonored himself and brought discredit to the House.
A voice vote referred that censure resolution to the House Ethics Committee. Earlier this week, the House overwhelmingly approved a resolution condemning white nationalism and white supremacy. King supported the resolution, saying his words in a New York Times interview have been mischaracterized and misunderstood. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Michigan State University needs a new president after the Board of Trustees voted this morning to accept interim president John Engler's resignation over comments he made about some of disgraced Dr. Larry Nassar's victims. Nassar's now in prison after being convicted of sexual abuse and assault. Engler told the Detroit News last week that some victims in the spotlight are still enjoying the moment at times, you know, the awards and the recognition. There's another story of data being exposed online. Millions of records in Oklahoma apparently left unsecured.
The breach was discovered at the Oklahoma Securities Commission and includes files related to sensitive FBI investigations over the last 7 years, as well as thousands of Social Security numbers. It was found last month by a researcher at UpGuard who said the files were available on a public online server and didn't require a password to access them. Some of the emails exposed date back 17 years, and other data stretched back to the 80s. 1980s. The FBI-related files also contained documents with timelines of investigation interviews and bank transaction histories. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The server that contained all that is no longer internet accessible, and the Oklahoma Commission is investigating. On Wall Street, stock futures are down modestly before the opening bell, coming up in 25 minutes. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Now we have your local headlines from Jamie Monticelli, and it's brought to you by Justin Ginsler and the team. They'll get your mortgage just right. Or if you're interested in buying a new home, they've got the hookup. Illinois National Bank. Justin Ginsler, Illinois National Bank. Here's Jamie at 8:05.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. 5 years in prison is the sentence in a local drug case. 22-year-old Alberto Torres Hernandez of Champaign pleaded guilty to delivery of about 14.6 grams of meth in connection to a police raid on a house. The drugs were found in a Duncan Road home during a search last year. As the federal government shutdown continues, the number of TSA agents not showing up to work at airports is growing, and we're hearing more about the reason why TSA agents are not being paid during the shutdown. Several airports are reporting longer lines at airport checkpoints because there are fewer TSA agents showing up to work. On Wednesday, the TSA said, quote, many employees are reporting they are not able to report to work due to financial limitations. A TSA spokesman said they assume it's for reasons like gas and childcare costs. And if you're flying, you should give yourself extra time to get through security. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, I'm Justin Gibbs with Illinois National Bank. Feel like you missed the... Nope, because thanks to the 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank, you can hop on the... before it leaves the station. It's not too late to take advantage of low interest rates and great service. Start 2019 in your dream home with a new home mortgage from Illinois National Bank. Go to IllinoisNationalBank.com to contact me today.
Illinois National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS number 47721. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
We've got your weather forecast with this winter weather advisory going until 9 this morning. Very slushy conditions, the freezing rain all happening before 1 o'clock. Rain, snow possible. And then between 1 and 4, if there's any accumulation, it'll be less than half an inch. Today's high 36 and 24 our low tonight. We subside a little bit before the pounding we're getting on Saturday. Tomorrow's high 32 down to 27. And then after 1 a.m., we start this 90% chance of snow. Now they're taking it to 3 to 5 inches, maybe up to 8 in certain parts of our listening area, especially to the north and east. So we've got a low of 13 on Saturday night as the blustery winds kick in, clouds and a high 16 on Sunday, down to 2. Right now with the light rain, fog and mist, freezing rain, slushy conditions, be careful while you're driving. Today's high, we're at 33 now. Our forecast is brought to you by American Eagle Auto Glass. Done right the first time as you visit Wade Adams at 706 Bloomington Road in Champaign. Just in case you have a chip on that windshield on your car, truck, or van, think about Wade Adams at American Eagle Auto Glass. Stevie J with Stevie J Travel, some citizens from East Central Illinois and his family checking in from Koh Samui.
Good morning, Diane. We are in Koh Samui Island. This is in Thailand. It's an island south of Bangkok, and we just got off the ship. It's called Tendrin, where you have to ride a little lifeboat. It's 150-people lifeboat. But we rode on into the port, and there we were feeling like celebrities at the Academy Awards, everybody trying to get us to take their taxi. It was amazing. Christian said we should have had a Sharpie and signed their laminated tour guards, because, I mean, it was everybody reaching for us. It felt like a celebrity. So we walked through, got information about how today we could ride an elephant. Here in Koh Samui Island, we found an elephant tour. It's called the Safari. We found this park. We got on our elephant. We fed elephants bananas. We got pictures with the elephants. Christian and Benjamin got to ride on the head of the elephant and lead it. Amazing experience. And the prices in Thailand make you want to come back. I mean, it's amazing affordability in this country. It was so affordable in Bangkok, and Koh Samui appears to be the same thing. But what an experience to get hang with elephants. And incredibly unique. Then we saw them actually take a basketball and put it in a basketball hoop here in the middle of the South China Sea, or wherever we are now. I think it's still South China Sea. And we saw an elephant do a kickball where they rolled the, it could have been a 40-yard field goal as far as that elephant kicked the ball. And they showed us how they made coconuts, how they trained the monkeys to go to the top of the coconut trees, the palm trees, and knock off coconuts. They say one monkey can knock down 1,000 coconuts a day. And then we sipped on a little coconut juice. Had a little bit of the shavings. Just a really culturally rich, rich morning here on this island near Bangkok, Thailand. So we are going to check in again a little bit later. We're in our van. We're headed towards shopping. Shopping here is extraordinarily affordable. Nathaniel and Benjamin and Christian bought these beautiful button-down shirts yesterday that have, you know, elephants on one and Thailand with palm trees on another. I think the total cost were $5.85 each. So the prices are just really low. This is probably the best pricing we've seen. China was pretty low, but I think Thailand could be lower. So it's been quite a shopping experience, having fun along the way doing that. So on our ride over to a beach town on the other side of Koh Samui, if you look at that on Google Image, you'll see it's a pretty small island. We'll go do that, then back to the ship port area. We're off pretty early today. We have to be on the last tender aboard our ship at 4 p.m., meaning the ship will leave shortly thereafter, and then we're headed to Singapore, where we'll spend a day and fly home Monday. We understand a lot of snow coming your way. We also understand the Illini. We tracked it via data. We saw the Illini beat Minnesota. Excited about that. Looking forward to hopefully Cardinal Caravan tomorrow. Everybody's a little concerned, I know, about the weather, but Jose Martinez headlining that. Longtay, the host, in my absence. Looking forward to having all of you be at the Cardinal Caravan noon Friday at the I Hotel. Okay, we'll sign off for now, but we'll come back in just a little bit and tell you a little more about our experience here on our Grand Asia trip. We have a wonderful group with us this time, and we are enjoying the heck out of this thing. Very, very, very unique. One of the most unique trips we've ever taken. You can always check where we're going. Just go to StevieJayTravel.com. StevieJayTravel.com. We've got one-day trips. We got a cruise to Alaska coming up with Mary Beth. We're excited about. That'll be in June. And then our Rhine River is almost sold out for September, October. That'll be just a week in Germany. We're excited about that. Janet and I will host that. All right. We'll talk soon live from Koh Samui Island. By the way, Janet picked up on this. If you ever see Meet the Parents, Robert De Niro talks Thai, and in that he says Koh Samui. That's the only movie we know of that Koh Samui is actually mentioned. But here we are. We'll talk again soon. Thank you, Diane. It's ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J in Koh Samui Island near Bangkok, Thailand.
When it comes to homes, it makes a difference whom you list with and buy through. It makes a difference in down payment, sales price, purchase price, level of satisfaction, and countless other areas. For the best in quality and service, call Carol Meinhardt and the Selling Homes 24/7 team at RE/MAX Choice. Carol has experience with residential homes, commercial homes, rental properties, and so much more. Find them online at sellinghomes24-7.com or call or text them today at 217-840-3328. Carol and her team look forward to hearing from you.
Hi, I'm Ben Grice, owner of the Humble Hog. Folks come from all around for our barbecue, but if you haven't checked out our newest restaurant, Harvest Ale House, now's the time. Enjoy our craft beers on draft. All 12 are brewed right here in Illinois. Eat some of the best local food around. Small plates, burger and sandwich creations, steaks, line-caught salmon delivered fresh daily, and of course, our decadent desserts. Plus, listen to some tunes on our record player or catch a game on our flat screens. Check out Harvest Ale House on Facebook or visit us on Market Street in beautiful downtown Paxton.
You use your phone to send pictures. You use your phone to video chat. Now you can use your phone to get a moving estimate. Two Men in a Truck appreciates how current technology can make it easy to schedule your next move. Share your panoramic pictures. Accurate estimate. Video tour your belongings. Accurate estimate. No stress, no inconvenience. Just an accurate moving estimate. Just visit twomenchampagne.com to get started.
How does Welch's get over 40 whole grapes into every glass of antioxidant-filled grape juice? Easy. By force. The world's toughest antioxidants. Welch's. Tough as grapes.
If you're looking to save money at a grocery store with fresh fruits and vegetables, with in-store help, and someone who bags your groceries, I invite you to visit Value Check, where cost plus food creates more savings. Value Check, where quality and price meet you in the middle. Did I say you'll save money? You'll save money. Fantastic specials every single week. If you want to save money on your groceries, visit Value Check today. They're at 1914 Glen Park Drive in Champaign.
Enjoy the area's best dining opportunities during Restaurant Week. Here's your chance to step up to the plate January 25th through February 2nd and enjoy some really fine food. There's a complete and varied selection of delectables awaiting your appetite, like at Houlihan's Restaurant. It's an experience that will awaken your taste buds and make your senses sing with their gourmet and made-from-scratch dishes. Houlihan's, a great place to start your 9-day adventure in eating during Restaurant Week. Find out more at restaurantweek.com.
Oh, they're so excited at Houlihan's to participate in Restaurant Week and the chef make an appearance on CI Living. It starts next Friday, the 25th, and we hope to put the spotlight on Houlihan's just south of the State Farm Center. In fact, probably very busy yesterday ahead of that Illini win over Minnesota, 95-68. Next up for the Illini will be Iowa, as they won yesterday, number 23, Iowa over Penn State, 89-82. I know our Fighting Illini men's basketball team will be watching some tape of that Luke Garza as he scored 23 yesterday to lead our Illini yesterday. Way to go, Iowa, I believe with a birthday today, according to what Georgie was saying. We were all motivated to give him a great birthday gift. He had 23 points, 15 before halftime, and Georgie had 20 points and 8 rebounds. It was great to snap that 5-game losing skid and the first Big Ten of the season. Let's hope for more good things to come. We've got some mo going on as we play number 23, Iowa, in Hawkeye territory at noon on a Sunday. Our Illini women are in action. We are hosting Nebraska tonight at 7. If you want to go on out and root for the Illini ladies, back to the guys. We had a Nebraska and number 6, Michigan State. We had an upset with Iowa State over number 8, Texas Tech, 68-64. Bruce Weber's Kansas State thumped number 20, Oklahoma, 74-61. NBA hoops tonight. Philadelphia will be in Indiana as the Pacers will host the 76ers. And in Denver, our Chicago Bulls. NHL action tonight. The Blues and Boston Bruins, Blackhawks, and New York Rangers. Great to talk with Tom Ackerman a little bit about our Cardinal Caravan that's coming our way. As we talked about various things, we have Tom Ackerman as the sports director at KMOX. I'm a big fan.
Oh, I appreciate it very much. I really, for a long time, have been coming to Champaign, both as a part of this Cardinals Caravan, but for years covering Illinois basketball, and I love it, man. It's such a great sports city, really one of my favorites, and I'm a Big Ten guy myself, and I just love the Illini fans. They've always been great.
Sweet. And then Benji Molina to see Ayadi's older brother and the Spanish-speaking broadcast, and of course Al Roboski at the Mad Hungarian and his input. It should be a great time.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, I would put our caravan, not to be, I'm very competitive. I don't want to be too competitive here. But if I really look at these caravans, I think I might have gotten the best group. And I don't know, I feel like that every year. Maybe they're putting the best group with me on purpose. But this is a really good group. I mean, Benji Molina is a character. People will love him. Al, the Mad Hungarian, has been around forever. Everybody knows him. But these players are good. These four players will be a lot of fun to talk to, and I think you're going to have a good time with it.
As you mentioned, the festivities kick off at noon, doors open at 11, and you want to get the kids there 15 and under and their item that they can autograph. It's one per person, and we'll give them a card when they come in so they can come in groups and get in line and get things autographed after the program's over. It'll be a great time from everybody, and we're expecting that to happen. It looks like the weather will cooperate with that. I've got your forecast now here on ESPN 93.5, but take note, we do have the Cardinal Caravan tomorrow at the iHotel and Conference Center, a free event, but you can bring money for the raffle tickets and support Illini Land FDA. High 36 expected today. This precipitation happening before 1. If we have any snow, it's less than an half an inch, down to 24 this evening. 32 the high, partly cloudy tomorrow, down to 27. Chance of snow after 1 a.m. Saturday morning and throughout the day on Saturday, high 29, low 13. Darn right cold on Sunday with a high 16, low 2. Right now we're at 33 on ESPN 93.5. Your Fox Financial Business Minute comes your way at 20 after, and it's brought to you by Provident Financial Group, ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Fox Business Network. New claims for unemployment declined last week, though more workers impacted by the partial government shutdown filed for benefits. The overall number of Americans applying for jobless benefits dropped by 3,000 to 213,000. However, the number of furloughed federal employees rose to 10,000, double the number seeking help in the week before. Morgan Stanley's earnings are expected to weigh on the market today, though the company reported numbers that more than doubled from a year ago. Last year, it had expenses related to changes in the tax law. Investors were expecting more from Morgan Stanley this year because the company's been reporting better than expected earnings for years. Drug company Spectrum Pharma is selling 7 FDA treatments for cancer and blood disorders. Acrotech Biopharma will buy the products. It will receive $160 million and more money based on the success of the treatments. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Tucker Carlson.
There's just so much barking and noise and yelling. Our role is to take 3 steps back and discern what really matters.
Sean Hannity.
The most important thing that we do, we are looking out for the forgotten men and women in this country.
Laura Ingraham.
They're going to get a straight shooter, no holds barred. I'm not going to cut people slack.
Fox is the one place where dissent is allowed.
We have voices. We won't be silent.
Who controls my voice? Nobody.
Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
The tradition lives on at the Illini Inn, located in the heart of Campustown. Since 1970, thousands have frequented the inn, and the tradition lives on in a fully renovated space. Yes, the famous Mug Club still around. Stop by, join today. You might just be member 100,000. Yep, there's that many that have joined the club. You should join today. Stop by the Illini Inn for lunch or dinner. They offer daily food and drink specials, including salad, wings, pizza, and more. The Illini Inn. An Illinois tradition. Find them at 901 South 4th Street, at theIlliniInn.com, or search the Illini Inn on Facebook.
822, good morning. It's January 17th. Hope your 2019 has been going well. I welcome on the radio from Rush Medical Center in Chicago, Holly Lechniak. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks so much for having me this morning.
Well, I see you guys have something coming to Urbana on Saturday, February 9th, between 9 and 4, at the Place for Children with Autism, 301 South Vine Street, number 10 in Urbana. As a mother of a son, Aiden, who's 15, who has, characteristics on the autism spectrum, this is a genetic study they're doing at Rush?
It is. Spark at Rush, it's a free online autism study that is looking to recruit and engage a large population of individuals with autism and their family members living in the United States. So it's a national study. We are one of 22 sites across the nation, and we, over the last 2 years, have been engaging in some community outreach opportunities going to different areas within the Midwestern area to help families, even though they can register at home, help families complete the registration and the saliva collection with the support of our research team, because we know that there are some challenges at times completing.
That's right. And the Place for Children with Autism in Urbana is where you're doing essentially a cheek swab, right, to get the genetics that you need?
Yeah, Yeah, so families, either individuals with autism, if they're adults, or parents of children with autism, complete a basic data survey, and then the individual with autism, as well as both biological parents, whenever they're both available, complete a small saliva sample. So it's a little more than a cheek swab, but it's not very much saliva in general.
This research project is called SPARK. Does that stand for something?
Yeah, it's Simons Powering Autism Research and Knowledge. So the Simons Foundation is the funder of the study nationwide, and then Rush is the site for the Midwest area. So we are the only site in Illinois, as well as we cover a catchment area of Michigan, Wisconsin, and parts of Indiana.
Holly Lechniak from Rush Medical Center in Chicago. What a great hospital. Thank you for enlightening us about this genetic study. What's the goal?
Yeah, so I think most people would agree we don't know enough about autism in general. And what the Spark at Rush study aims to do is make that important progress possible. So what we're hoping to do is, with that data information and that genetic information, speed up research and advance our understanding of autism so that we can better inform treatment and improve the lives of individuals with autism.
Okay. Now, it helps because you're expecting 30-minute time slots for folks who are participating Saturday, February 9th at 301 South Vine Street in Urbana, the place for children with autism. They can sign up ahead of time and maybe knock down that time a little bit.
Absolutely. So they can email at spark@rush.edu. They can also text Spark, I-L, S-P-A-R-K-I-L, to 900-900, and that will connect them with me and help them register for that 30-minute time slot.
All right, Holly, I appreciate the insight you're giving. We have some great support and resources in our area. The U of I has the Autism Program, TAP, and CU Autism Network. It has a great walk that they put together so families can come together and do things with their kids that might have some challenges every month. CU Autism Network has different programs and networking experiences going on. So I wish you success with this. And once again, if people need more information, they can email spark@rush.edu.
Yes, absolutely. And we are fortunate enough to be partnering with some of the leadership team at TAP and at UIUC. And so if they have connections there, they can share that information as well. But the most direct way to get in touch with us would be emailing us at spark@rush.edu.
Wonderful. And they can always tap into our podcast later today at ESPNCU.com. Holly, thanks so much for being on the radio with us on ESPN 93.5.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, drive Champaign.
Earn money fast in the new year with the U of I Community Credit Union. Hi, it's Lisa Paul from UICCU, and we're kickstarting 2019 by giving you $250 to use how you'd like in 2019. Some restrictions apply. Get up to $250 with qualifying activities. Open a new checking account at the U of I Credit Union and receive $100 cash. Then, open a new Illini Visa Rewards card and get $150 cash. Visit uofi.creditunion.org or stop into one of our branches to learn more. This is a limited-time offer. So what are you waiting for? Because $250 cash is waiting for you. Open a new checking account at the U of I Credit Union and receive $100 cash. Then, open a new Illini Visa Rewards card and get $150 cash. Start the year with more money in your pocket from the U of I Community Credit Union.
Wealth
welterweight superstars return to the ring.
You think I'm back at it? Guess what, Jamara? Never been gold.
When legendary 8-time champion Manny Pacquiao.
I got the belt. I am a champion. Let's get it on.
Meet 4-time champ Adrian the Problem Broner.
I'm going to be victorious.
Two of the biggest stars in boxing. One explosive fight.
These two courageous warriors putting it all on the line. And the crowd loving every second of it.
Pacquiao versus Broner. Saturday at 9 Eastern. Live on pay-per-view.
Hi, this is Max from MX Electric. I wanted to give a big thank you to everyone for making us your number one electrician. As a proud veteran, I learned the value of hard work, long days, and taking pride in what I do. So when you need the very best, I want you to give Nikita a call at 217-359-7293 and let us come out and show you why we were voted number one.
Relax, call back 217-359-7293.
I can't stress enough how happy I am about our first Big Ten win of the season as we beat those Golden Gophers of Minnesota yesterday, 95-68. We'll find out more with Jeremy Warner's show after 9 and Dan Karp on from 4 to 6 here on ESPN 93.5. Now your national headlines.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, is no longer denying that anyone in the Trump campaign may have colluded with the Russian government.
Giuliani making a surprising admission to CNN's Chris Cuomo.
I never said there was no collusion between the campaign or between people in the campaign.
Yes, you have.
I have no idea if there, I have not. I said the President of the United States.
On Twitter and in public statements, President Trump has used the phrase no collusion dozens of times and also denied that his campaign was involved with the Russian government.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. More talks are scheduled today to end a 4-day-old teacher's strike in Los Angeles.
Teachers walk the picket lines again in the rain, making their demands.
Every school should have a library with a librarian.
Yeah.
Every school should have enough counselors for the children that it serves.
School Board President Monica Garcia wrote a letter telling the teachers to work with them.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal in L.A. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The executive director of the Willard Airport is leaving for a new job in northeastern Tennessee. Gene Cossey's last day at Willard will be February 15th. He'll then become the leader of the Tri-Cities Airport, which serves about 500,000 people. The University of Illinois owns Willard Airport. Cossey has been at Willard for a little over 3 years. He'll start the new job a week after his last day here. Tri-Cities Airport offers nonstops to several hubs. A Champaign man gets 2 years of second-chance probation for making false threats about shooting up the Illini Union after being kicked out of a campus bar last year. 22-year-old Spencer Lane pleaded guilty to disorderly conduct. It happened on April 4th. He had been thrown out of a bar for allegedly pushing a woman. Police said while on the way to jail, he made comments to the officer driving him that there would be a school shooting and made specific reference to the Illini Union. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Our local news at 8:32, brought to you by Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. And Troy Land's on the line with me. How you doing?
Doing well.
All right, we got some snow coming. What are some concerns as a professional looking at this weather system Saturday?
Well, you know, I know there's people out there that like snow, but sometimes it can get in the way. And one of the things that we see a lot of, especially if we get the amounts that they're talking, we could, and a lot of blowing and drifting with, I think they're calling for a little more wind.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a high-efficient furnace and the flue pipes and the exhaust and the intake come out the side of your house about a foot and a half off the ground, you got to watch that and be sure that the snow doesn't get blown up against that, because what will happen is it won't allow it to exhaust, and then there's an internal pressure switch that won't open. You won't have any heat. So it's one thing that you can watch and look at, and might save yourself a service call and some headaches and a cold house.
Another thing I'm seeing is maybe below zero Sunday into Monday. So frozen pipes can be an issue.
Frozen pipes can be an issue. If you have a crawl space or something that is not completely sealed up and you have a history of frozen pipes, as much as you hate to, if you let them drip a little bit, that helps alleviate that. But, yes, frozen pipes are always a challenge.
If we have any of these challenges, so to speak, Troy,
we will help feel your pain.
Exactly. And what's the website and the phone number to get in touch with you?
LandsInc.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR.
Excellent. Have a good day.
Thanks. Hope for the best.
All right. 1-800-AIR-REPAIR for Lands, Inc. and LanceInc.com. We also have your weather forecast to get to that calls for this winter weather advisory until 9 with the snow, rain, and freezing rain happening until 1. A daytime accumulation of less than an inch possible today, though less than a half inch. High 36, low 24. 32, partly cloudy tomorrow, and then more clouds, low 27 Friday night. After 1 a.m. on Saturday morning and throughout the day on Saturday, we could see 3 to 5 inches. And as Troy said, blowing conditions and bitterly cold coming our way Sunday. High 16, low 2, maybe below 0 as we get into Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Right now, with some light rain, temperatures at 33. Stevie J's been sending reports on his Stevie J Travels experience in Asia.
Well, hello again, Diane. We are in Koh Samui Island. This is in Thailand. We're south of Bangkok. And I'm happy to talk a little bit more about this beautiful island. It is south of Bangkok, probably, I can't decide how far it is. I really haven't looked at a map, but it'd be a short 45-minute flight. I actually think it'd be a short, I saw a ferry at the dock where we came in, so perhaps it's not a real long trip from Bangkok to Koh Samui. Anyway, it's a beautiful place. Shopping galore. I mean, folks, you like shopping? You like shopping for bargains? Since we just rode elephants, as I mentioned the last time, we took a little 15-minute elephant ride, and I've read all the stuff about how elephants are treated. These elephants where we were, boy, we fed them a lot of bananas. I mean, if you've ever fed any wild animal, you know, you're always a little apprehensive, but the elephant would reach its trunk out and essentially take the banana. Of course, they don't peel it, and shove it in their mouth. And we gave the bananas, gosh, I don't know how many bananas we fed the elephants, but dozens of them. Of course, that's an extra upsell, but whatever. It wasn't much. It was like $5 for a basket of bananas. So it's just so inexpensive in Thailand. That's one of the absolute observations. It's very, very cost-friendly to Americans or anyone else traveling here. Now, normal hotels are high. If you're going to stay at a Sheraton, then the price is extremely high, $400 or $500 a night. But boy, as far as shopping here in Koh Samui, it's very, very friendly, and a lot of people are buying a lot of things. Since we did take an elephant ride, by the way, back to the original point, they were treated wonderfully where we were. We even saw, you know, a number of people get on, but they only put two on per ride. It's a short ride. They stopped in the river. They sprayed each other. We got sprayed by an elephant spray with their trunk. Very fun. It's warm here. I know the weather in Champaign Urbana has been very challenging and more challenges ahead, but it's 85 degrees here on the island. Very, very humid. So we're about to go across the island and then back near the port where we get a tender, which is a small ship, a little small boat that takes us back to the big ship. And then off we go to Singapore as we wind down this Grand Asia tour. So again, quite the cultural diversity on this trip. Amazing trip through Asia. Started in Shanghai, up to Nagasaki, Japan, to Busan, South Korea, then to Hong Kong, Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam, Bangkok yesterday, Koh Samui Island today, and then on to Singapore, where we'll spend the night, have a day to take a look at that small island nation, about 270 square miles is all that is, 20 by 25 or so, less than that, 20 by 25, 15, 20 by 20, yeah, a little less than that. Anyway, it's a small place, but extraordinarily impressive. Nathaniel was there a year and a half ago, and we're excited to see a very clean city, but a city where you don't want to goof around and break any laws because they're very strict. So anyway, that'll be in a few days. We'll be able to report a little on that. And then we fly home Monday, and we're hoping, of course, with all kinds of things going on with the weather, that we can get into Chicago Monday evening. I'll be on the radio back in the studio at the Pines in Urbana on Tuesday morning, God willing. So, all right, live from Koh Samui Island, it's south of Bangkok, Thailand, ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J. We'll check in just a bit, Diane.
Thank you. That's awesome. What a great experience for Stevie, his family, and many people from East Central Illinois with Stevie J Travel, having that five-country tour in Asia, bringing on the radio waves at 217-359-2255. Dr. Michelle Bankston from Dallas. How are you?
I'm great this morning, Diane. How are you?
We're good. Lots of great conditions. More snow coming our way. And Saturday, we could see 3 to 5 inches. I know you don't necessarily have these kind of conditions in Texas, but the seasonal affective disorder, depression, it's on the real.
It really is. In fact, with teens, we're seeing that there's been a huge rise. We went from 13% in 2017, and that's up 8% since 2010.
Wow. I feel like we're just not getting out. We're not moving. Our nutrition, the fast food, the salty foods, the high-end sugar foods, are all these contributing factors?
Well, they are. Our diet really is important, but we're also seeing a big change just in lifestyle. You know, our teens, you're right, they're not getting out as much. They're staying, you know, basically handcuffed to their mobile devices, and so that does contribute a lot to their mood.
So if we see some flags that could detect some mental health issues with our teenager, I have 15 and 16 at the house. I have a junior at ISU that's 21. You know, I'm constantly trying to interact with them. And I think that's key, is just keep up the communication with your teen, right?
It is. It's so important, Diane, not only to keep up the communication, but be aware of what they're involved in. Be aware of what they're watching and what they're taking in. And if you start noticing changes in behavior, that's when your red flag should go up. You know, if you notice a change and they're not as interested in the activities they were previously interested in, they change their friends, their grades start changing, those are all kind of red flags that, I need to figure out what's going on with them.
You know, so many parents are pulling almost a non-parent card because we're so busy and have so much stress. We have to stay on top of the bills. We have to work extra hours. And we just hope the kids can manage themselves. But it's quite the reverse of that, wouldn't you say, Michelle?
It really is. You know, Diane, I don't know that we're under any more stress now than our parents and our grandparents were. It's just different stress. But we are modeling for our children how to handle that. So if we go around just saying, I'm so stressed all the time, and don't give them time, they're going to learn, okay, that's just the way the world is, and there's no help for me.
Do you suggest like a chore chart and scheduling, a different outings, walks in the woods? The libraries, the park districts here in East Central Illinois are so great with so many free programs and outdoor spaces that are terrific. I just feel like we need to schedule in our busy schedules that are so stressful time to get away with our kids.
Oh, we do. And if we don't, it won't happen. You know, we always schedule those things that are the highest priority. So why we're not scheduling time with our family just is beyond me. But if we let them know, look, hey, Sunday afternoon, we're going to go hiking for a couple hours. We're going to leave our cell phones behind and we're just going to enjoy time together. They will grow up expecting that. And that is a good thing. They need downtime. They need time just to interact with nature, to get exercise, and for us to hear what's on their minds and their hearts.
Dr. Michelle Bankston is my guest on ESPN 93.5. Let's talk about suicide. It's really sad. And we have a lot of groups in the area, Rattle the Stars. They're showing a film here in winter. Like I mentioned, seasonal affective disorder, SAD, is real. And you've just got to be on top of it. The statistics are going up on suicide, right?
They really are. You know, suicide is the second leading cause of death among people between 15 and 29 years of age. And every year, over 800,000 people suffer from suicide. And it's higher in our teens.
That is so depressing. I know that's what we're talking about, but, you know.
There is help, and that's the idea. Let's focus on what's going on with our kids. Let's monitor them. Let's stay in open discussion. Let's let them know that no topic is taboo. And you might even have to ask occasionally, are you thinking of hurting yourself? And I know that's really scary for people to ask, but you'd rather ask that than have to ask, why didn't he tell me something was wrong?
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to be on with us, 8:43 here in East Central Illinois. I'm Diane Ducey. Dr. Michelle Bankston, in case we want to continue this thought and reach out to you about how to handle our teen these days, do you have a website?
I do. They can go to drmichelleb.com.
And your Michelle has two L's. Have a great day. Thanks for being on.
You too, Diane. Bye-bye.
ESPN 93.5. It's 8:44. Our Illini win. We'll have talk about that next on ESPN 93.5.
Hi, I'm Justin Gibbs with Illinois National Bank. Spring is on the horizon. I can hear the birds singing, the smell of fresh grass. Okay, well, we still have a few weeks to go, but it will be here soon. We're always here for you, Illinois National Bank. Thinking about buying that first home in 2019? Maybe you're upgrading for more space. We're here to help you secure that perfect mortgage that's just right for you. Connect with me, Justin Gensler, at IllinoisNationalBank.com.
Illinois National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS number 47721. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
When you've been married a long time, you know there's only a few words you can say. And these are them.
Rodney Carrington.
I know. You're right. I should have listened better. I'll get the kids. Don't worry. You look pretty. I love you. Go look in my wallet.
February 28th at the Virginia Theater. Get ready for Rodney Live. Reserve seats are on sale now at thevirginia.org. Produced by Outback Concerts.
I'm Troy Lanz. At Lanz, Inc., we have expanded our services to meet your comfort needs. We now provide heating and cooling, plumbing, drain cleaning, and underground solutions. With our 8-day same great rate, 24-7 emergency service, and Comfort Club maintenance plans, you can count on Lanz to keep you and your home comfortable any season, anytime. Call or find us online at LanzInc.com. I'm Troy Lanz, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Hi, this is Sarah.
Shannon.
And Sylvia about an empty tomb work. In this world, some things are just not right.
One of them is little kids under 5 dying from simple causes in 40 countries.
You can feel hopeless, or you can donate $50 once a year at missionmatch.org.
Strengthen the supply lines.
Through churches, in Jesus' name.
There's a lot you cannot do.
You can do this.
Missionmatch.org.
ESPN 93.5 at 8:46. Time for your sports headlines. Way to go, Illini. 95-68 winners over Minnesota yesterday. Iowa at number 23 beat Penn State 89-82. And that's what we got next Sunday at noon. Our Illini women are in action against Nebraska tonight at 7 o'clock. If you want to head out to the State Farm Center again. I was watching some Big Ten boards yesterday, or actually just top 25. Well, Iowa over Penn State was definitely one I was eyeing. We also had Iowa State over number 8, Texas Tech, 68-64. Bruce Weber's Kansas State ended up beating number 20, Oklahoma, 74-61. NBA action tonight. Philadelphia takes on the Pacers, Denver and the Bulls, the Blues and the Bruins, and the Blackhawks and the New York Rangers. We'll have more with Jeremy Warner's show after 9 here on ESPN 93.5.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, will have a limited amount of the Flying Illini bobbleheads with the 30th anniversary collector's boxes for sale. The bobbleheads are being released one at a time at Illinois men's basketball games, and if you can't make it to the games, you can buy them in stores and at GameDaySpirit.com. Get all 5 bobbleheads at the stadium on February 5th as Game Day Spirit sponsors this year's Orange Out game. Spice up your Illini wardrobe with a brand new orange shirt and wear it when Illinois plays Michigan State. Get your gear at game day and go Illini.
Enjoy the area's best dining opportunities during Restaurant Week. Here's your chance to step up to the plate January 25th through February 2nd and enjoy some really fine food. There's a complete and varied selection of delectables awaiting your appetite, like at Houlihan's Restaurant. It's an experience that will awaken your taste buds and make your senses sing with their gourmet and made-from-scratch dishes. Houlihan's, a great place to start your 9-day adventure in eating during Restaurant Week. Find out more at restaurantweek.com.
When you're hiring, some job boards make you sort through tons of the wrong resumes, which makes finding a great candidate like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. That's not smart. Then, there's the smart way at ZipRecruiter. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter finds great candidates for you. That's why you should try it now for free. Their powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes to identify people with the right skills, education, and experience, and actively invites them to apply to your job, so you get qualified candidates fast. And while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds what you're looking for, the needle in the haystack.
ZipRecruiter is rated number 1 by employers in the U.S. That's based on hiring sites on Trustpilot with over 1,000 reviews. ZipRecruiter. the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, it's Corey with Max Twin City Recycling. We pride ourselves on giving the area an outlet to recycle and get paid for their unwanted metals. We're taking our community focus a step further with our Recycling for a Cause program. Each month, Max Twin City will choose a different local charity to feature in an effort to raise money for those causes. Visit MaxRecycling.com for a complete list of program details.
Starting it over is what we
When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC certified technicians installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality service is standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University, Urbana.
ESPN 93.5, it's 8:50. That Illini win was so awesome yesterday.
There's Dr. Gary Donovan.
Okay, thank you, Crystal. Dr. Gary Donovitz, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
My name's Diane Ducey. Stevie J, typically our host, but he's touring Asia. And I'm sure he's seeing lots of healthy people over there. I feel like Americans are heavier these days. And it looks like in these this recent study or statistics from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, Americans are overweight. Let's talk about that.
Right. We're getting overweight and more overweight, and we're pretty close to achieving that goal of obesity, I suppose, because if you look at what's happened over the past 10 or 15 years, we're not getting any taller, but our abdomens are getting bigger, and we are having more body fat, which is leading to more inflammation, which is leading to more diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. And the bottom line, we've got to turn that around.
Yeah. I was seeing in the early 1960s, the average man was a little over 5'8" and weighed 166 pounds. That sounds almost slender to me with today's statistics. We're averaging 30 pounds heavier than that these days.
Exactly, and probably 15 to 20 on the women's side. And it's really multifactorial. I mean, the fact is perhaps our genetics have changed, and I think they have, but people exercise less, just like their kids. They're inside more, not doing things outside. Our diets have changed, and what your grandmother used to make you, you're not really getting those kinds of meals anymore.
That's right.
We're overeating processed foods. Our hormones have changed, and we're not balancing our hormones, so our thyroid is not right, our testosterone's not right, and we're not exercising. So the combination of bad diet, no exercise, and hormones that are out of balance is going to make all of us heavier, and is going to increase our chance for heart attacks and strokes and diabetes and cancer. So that's why we need to think about all of those things.
So when you exercise, when you eat healthier, you feel so much better.
Right. And not only do you feel better, but you are actually helping yourself both from a cardiovascular standpoint and brain health. There was a brand new study that just came out today that showed that your brain shrinks less for those people who consistently exercise as they get older. So in my book and what I talk about is how do we age healthier? We can't really reverse aging. We're all going to get older. But if we stay healthy along the way, our quality of life would be better. We'd be on less medications, and we'd be slender. And if we're slender, then we'll have less cancer and less heart disease without medicating ourselves for hypertension and diabetes, and diet pills and sleeping pills. Those really rob us of the quality of life we should have.
It's been a good conversation, Dr. Gary Donovitz. What's the name of your book?
It's Age Healthier, Live Happier. It's on Amazon, and it's both in English, and we also have one in Spanish.
Thanks so much for being on ESPN 93.5.
Have a great day.
You too.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I
come in with some compassion, some understanding, and some patience.
Several years ago, I thought it got pretty particularly rough for the respect for police. Has it improved at all since maybe two and a half years ago?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's a pendulum effect. I think things always kind of go back and forth. You know, there were times when it was really rough. I think it's gotten better. There's times where people don't like what we do, and we understand that. We didn't sign up for this job to make friends necessarily. We know there's a job to do, and we've got to do it. But it's nice when people respect and appreciate what we're doing and understand that it has to get done sometimes.
Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com.
Great to have the Cardinal Caravan tomorrow with Jose Martinez, John Brebbia, John Gant, Lane Thomas, an up-and-comer in the outfield. Broadcasters like Al Rabowski, who is the mad Hungarian, and older brother to Yadier Molina on the Spanish side of broadcasting, Benji Molina, all at the iHotel and Conference Center, totally free. It starts at noon, doors open at 11, and if you want to eat lunch at Houlihan's ahead of time, that's what I'm going to do. The first 400 kids 15 and under can get autographs, and sometimes they have time to have some adults with one item. Get some autographs from the panel, too. It should be an awesome time. It's presented by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance tomorrow, Friday, the 18th, at noon at the iHotel and Conference Center. We've got Austin Berkland and the crew coming in next. We're all about that Illini win over Minnesota. It just feels so good to have a win under our belt. And next up, Sunday at noon, is Iowa. More details coming up. Enjoy your day. ESPN 93.5.